From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited the Dalai Lama today. She called the crisis in Tibet a challenge to the conscience of the world. Beijing is grappling with the most serious anti-Chinese unrest in Tibetan areas in half a century. It has responded with an overwhelming show of force, but news about those protests is hard to get or to confirm. NPR's Louisa Lim has been talking to some of the few foreigners who've managed to witness the unrest and its aftermath.
Today, authorities issued pictures of the 21 most wanted men in connection with last week's violent riots in Lhasa. China says 16 people died in the rioting, while Tibetan exile groups say 99 people have been killed so far. In Lhasa, intrusive house-to-house searches have been taking place, according to George Blum, a German reporter from Die Zeit, and one of the last two Western journalists to be expelled from Tibet yesterday.
We saw police moving around and checking on people. I think all the young Tibetans in Lhasa are very afraid. They said to us that they needed to prove that they didn't take part in those demonstrations, otherwise they risk arrest.
The unrest came after 5 days of peaceful protests and triggered a wave of angry anti-Chinese demonstrations elsewhere. George Blum says he saw huge numbers of security forces deployed in the capital, sealing off the major monasteries in and around Lhasa.
We saw a very big military convoy on Sunday where we could easily count a few thousand, if not 6,000 military personnel moving from inside the city outside to the area of the monasteries. So there were thousands and thousands of these military police in Lhasa at one point.
Look, they're all paramilitary police, says a voice, as a cavalcade of green trucks lumbers past. This footage comes from a trip by McClatchy journalist Tim Johnson and another fellow reporter to Sichuan province, which borders Tibet. They saw three separate large convoys of security forces. Here he describes one.
They would go along in convoys of, say, 25 or 30 vehicles, and each convoy would generally have a mobile ambulance, some sort of paddy wagon, armored vehicles for what looked like riot control purposes, troop carriers. It looked like a whole sort of field expedition to deal with, something where they would have to stay out for a long time and deal with injuries and arrests and that sort of thing.
That massive mobilization is flooding other provinces neighboring Tibet, too. An eyewitness in Gansu province today says he saw a convoy of around 3,000 troops. Villages had been sealed off, he said, and soldiers armed with AK-47s were sitting by the roadside. And Tim Johnson describes a situation of near-martial law in Litang in Sichuan province.
The control was absolute. If authorities come in and shut every store in a municipality and tell people to park their cars and walk everywhere so they can't work and they can't sort of get transport around the city, it's pretty close to a, martial law.
China says the unrest was instigated by the exiled Tibetan leader, the Dalai Lama. It's a claim he denies. And today, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called for an international investigation to clear the Dalai Lama's name. As she met him in the Indian town of Dharamsala, she said the world's conscience is now on trial.
That if freedom-loving people throughout the world do not speak out against China's oppression in China and Tibet, we have lost all moral authority to speak on behalf of human rights anywhere in the world.
The question now for the rest of the world is how to respond. In this Olympic year, China had been looking forward to presenting its success story on the international stage. Instead, it's locking down the roof of the world, creating a new militarized zone. With its image in tatters, Beijing is now desperate to prevent any more outside eyewitnesses from chronicling either Tibetan discontent or Chinese suppression. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.